Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Paul Carney here, and I'm joined by Margie Hultz, who is an entrepreneur, a business person, and a Joy of Business certified facilitator. And we're going to be speaking tonight about money and entrepreneurship. So it's going to be fun. So Margie, welcome and great to have you here.
Hi, Paul. Thanks so much for having me on. This is really cool and entrepreneurial things are a great topic.
Yeah, totally. Well, it's such a broad area and so relevant to out in the world at present. So the first question I'm going to hit you with is, what is an entrepreneur?
Well, that's really interesting, Paul, because for years I never thought of myself as an entrepreneur. I was just someone that got ideas. And my husband and I worked together, so we got ideas and we went out and we made them happen. And that's still continuing with our latest project down at a family farm. We didn't know what to do with it. We got this idea and we turned it into something, and now we've created a brand new business out of it. So it's simply from having a spark of an idea and being in question and asking, okay, what can we do with this? And then which one of these ideas was going to work best. So to me, it's just about giving something a go. It's asking enough questions to know what direction to take with something and going for it. And if that's what entrepreneurs do, then you find one.
Yeah, totally, yeah. And because obviously, in my role as director with Access Consciousness, and I've been involved in a lot of startup businesses, so it's always an interesting area, and I'm always fascinated, and particularly to talk to people like yourself who've done it in the cold face and have created multiple businesses and multiple successful businesses, because there's so much we can learn, and also just to get awareness on, because ultimately it's around creation and looking to create in the world and create the brilliance that we be. And Margie, if you had an entrepreneur or somebody who was just looking to start a business or was had started a business, what piece of advice would you give them, or what's the one thing that you say this is a common trap that people fall into, or this is something that I think should really be addressed?
Well, depending on what you're doing, one of the things I do suggest to people is you find someone who's already doing what you're doing or in the same field as what you're wanting to get in or what you're wanting to expand into, and sit down, buy them a drink, buy them dinner, sit down and talk to them, because 9 times out of 10, they'll be more than happy to share all their knowledge, give you all their pointers, point you in the right direction of how to do things, so that it will save you so much time and money, because they've already done the hard yards in a lot of areas. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have to create something, but you've got ideas of what other people have done that have worked that you can tweak or you can use or you can build on. And too often we think we have to do it all on our own. But ask who's out there that is doing what I'm doing or that could help me. And it just blows me away the number of people that are more than happy to share knowledge and help and pitch in, even just, you know, as you say, on the cold face, working in your business with you to show you different tips and techniques.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and I've also found that no matter what industry you're involved in, I've worked in numerous industries, that it's all business at the end of the day, and like it's all about creation. It's all about being greater in the world. It's all about being seen, being available. But a plumber can give you so much advice, or a carpenter, and sometimes we disregard our own knowing because we think somebody else knows better than us, so we need to get a consultant in to look at this or look at that. And it's exactly as you say, it's the simple things. It's sitting down, having a cup of tea with somebody, and it's like a lot of your clients, that's where it can come from. They can just be sitting down and saying, hey, what business are you involved in? Oh, this is what I do. And then looking at it and saying, okay, how can we help each other and what's required, and allowing that to grow. So you're opening up a new space where something else can come along. But it's one of the things that I find is just keep it simple. That the best solutions are simple, and it's like our best awarenesses are simple. It's a simple awareness of, okay, yeah, this is required and this is required, and then who else is required in your business? Because one of the things that we often talk about in Joy of Business is the different types of people that are involved in our business and that are required. And it may not necessarily be different people, but it's just different energies. And it's how have you found that with your business, Margie?
Well, the last one, it's a family business, so we seem to have covered all those, you know, the creator, the mover, and the I've lost the other one. Connector.
Yeah.
So, and all of us have different strengths, and it's surprising how you pull on that part of the person. My son, I wouldn't say is the obvious connector, but he has amazing connections with a myriad of people that we were pulled in to do various bits and pieces to help us. And it's a case of recognizing where you need to go to get more help, and who can be the connector for you, and who can create something. And my daughter Rebecca is brilliant at that. She invited a friend of hers who's a brilliant connector to one of our events free. So now this person is going to go out and find this business. So there's lots of different ways that you can use these connectors, movers, and creators. And again, Rebecca is great coming up with creative ideas of how we're going to promote this business. What else are we going to do? What else can we create here? So it's when you look at that, generally people can all do all three if they have to. But if you've got someone that's got a far better ability to do things like that, then use it, because they're going to have more fun with it, and they're going to do it far quicker than maybe you would if you had to put on a hat that you can do but you're not comfortable with, and you'd be rather doing something else. So seek out those people that can help and assist you in your business in whatever area it is. Maybe you need more marketing ideas, that maybe you need someone to get the word out and just go and talk to people, or you may need someone on the ground to actually do some of the hard work. Whatever it is, don't be afraid to ask for those people to show up.
Yeah, totally. I think it's such a valid point. It's rather going into conclusion, being in the question and being willing to say, okay, what's required for my business? And it's looking at it and just seeing from a pragmatic point of view, okay, do I need a connector who's gone out there talking to people? Like, we're usually really good salespeople, and like they love to talk to people, love to connect, love to have a chat, and it's that aspect. Or do we need a mover who's more looking at the practical side of it, in terms of, okay, how many chairs do we need? How many snacks do we need? What's required here? What's required here? How many tires do we need in the car? And it's like going to the practical side of it. Or the creator who just loves to create. And it's like, though it doesn't necessarily have to be a different person, it's just looking at it and saying, okay, those three energies are required within the business to move the business. And a lot of the time, I think entrepreneurs fall into the trap of thinking that they have to do everything themselves. And I had a chat with a guy last week, and he has a business up and running, but he's trying to do everything himself, and he's putting himself under so much pressure. And it's like, the thing is, when we put ourselves under too much pressure, the fun goes out of it, and then we start forgetting what we started the business for in the first place. And I think that's always important to remember: why did we start the business? What was it that we loved about it? What was it that brought us joy? And following that energy, because I think that's such an important component in joy of business. It's actually, okay, what's fun for us? Because once it's fun for us, it's easy to do, and that's the energy that we follow.
And that's it. Initially, you know, providing you've got that energy of fun and enjoyment, it's surprising how much more you can create, because everything seems to take less time. And it's interesting, as you develop your business more, you may find different aspects become more fun for you, because it's not the unknown, and you go, oh, wow, this is really cool, I really like doing this. Whereas you didn't actually know that you'd enjoy doing that or it was fun, but because you hadn't developed that skill set yet, or even gone down that path and tried that particular thing. So it's,
yeah.
There's always opportunities, and there's always different ways of looking at things and being in the question and asking for things. Things show up in the strangest of ways. So it's being prepared to be in the question, have fun, and ask for stuff. Ask for what you're wanting to create.
Yes, yeah. And obviously, Margie, you've got a lot of experience in that area. Is there any good story or any good example you have of something showing up in the most funniest of ways?
Yeah, Paul. Actually, how we actually got started in property investing, we before Access, we actually did quite a bit of personal development, and I think my husband was coming back from a seminar in Auckland, and his plane got diverted or got stuck, and so he went off and found a rental property for us. It was in Rotorua, was not a place that we wouldn't have necessarily looked at to purchase in, but he was there on the ground, had 3 or 4 hours where he was stuck, so he went off and found an investment opportunity. So that's really one of the ways that we actually started to develop our portfolio. It was always a joke of, where are you going to get stuck next?
Yes, yeah. What was going to be the next location? There was the story you were telling me about where you swapped a car for an apartment or something like that as well. It was like a Mercedes or something. I thought that was a pretty cool story, yeah.
Yeah, we had a car yard in Auckland that was a prestige car yard, so we had some of these high-end vehicles, and we had this guy that was wanting to get out of an apartment block, because at that time the apartments in Auckland were not, they were on the way down, they weren't a great deal, and he happened to want a nice car, so we did a swap. We swapped him a very nice late model Mercedes for an apartment.
Brilliant. We have the ads coming up, so we'll just catch on after that.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, Paul. No. I feel like I can't hear you.
Hey, Margie, how are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, good, good. So we're here to Joy Business Radio Show, and we were just talking about entrepreneurship, and you were speaking about swapping your a Mercedes for an apartment, which ended up being a pretty wise investment. And I'm just curious, how did you actually get started? Was it one apartment, or did you start in a completely different area, or how did you build up that business?
Well, our property business, we've got so many brilliant stories. Our first property was bought off the plan by a friend of ours who is a developer, and my husband and I had got we'd gone out for drinks that night, and we negotiated a pretty sharp deal over a bottle of wine. So the next morning, the developer was going, I'm not sure I agreed to that, but we had it all stitched up, so it was an incredible deal. So you don't have to do business how people think across a desk. A lot of our business and our deals are done, you know, in a coffee shop, in a restaurant, on the phone. We've created connections with people all over the world, and the projects all over the world, what we did. So it was a case of the connections and the talking to people, and it didn't have to be web, because the majority of our deals and the things that we did weren't necessarily through regular channels. Our first business that we bought was basically the shadows of our hair salon. And my husband just happened to meet up with the lady because she was moving to Australia when he went to look at the bits and pieces. And she started chatting to him, and in the same token, gave us a whole lot of helpful advice on the salon and how to run it and what to do and what had been going on. She tried to sell it, but no one was purchasing it because she just wanted to leave the country and go to be with her husband in Australia. But we bought basically the shadows of the business with no clientele and built it up from nothing, just through choosing different marketing strategies that were not normal for hair salons. And some of our hairdressers were going, well, you can't do that. Well, watch us. And yeah, we did. And we created very we were created, I think, 3 successful hair salons out of it because we just kept on buying and expanding. So it was fun. What woman doesn't want to have a hair salon? At, well, 3 at her fingertips.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, have your own personal one. I like it. I like it. Yeah. And I think that's so true because a lot of the time we have pre-definitions of this is the way business has to look. And if there's one thing that I've learned from working with Simone and working with Gary, so Simone Molasses, the founder of Joy of Business, and Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, along with Dane here, is that business can be done in the most unusual ways and the most unlikely of ways, and that a lot of the time we misidentify form and structure with systems, and it's actually putting systems in place to support your business so that it runs smoothly, but it doesn't have to look like the giant corporation, or it doesn't have to look like the solid desk or the office, and that it has to be 9 to 5 and has to be this, because I was listening to a piece from Simone beforehand, and she was saying, once there's blood in your veins, you're in business. And that's the way I look at it, too. It's like I've always been involved in business. Like I remember when I was 16 and I started my first, I was working at a golf club, and we were cleaning all these streams and rivers, and we were finding all these golf balls. So we started cleaning them, and I just said, let's start selling them. And that was our first business. And we just started selling golf balls, and it was such a simple business, but it was actually quite successful because people needed golf balls, and we were selling them like at a fifth of the price, and they were as good as new because they had just like gone into a river and sat there for a while, and then they were picked back out again. So it's things can turn up in the most unusual ways and the most unlikely of ways, and it's actually like one of the things that we say in Access Consciousness a lot is it's following the energy in terms of like Access Consciousness has gone from being in 7 countries 10 years ago to being in 176, and like that level of scalability, it's been following the energy. So actually looking at, okay, what's required now, where do we need to go, and it's been willing to do it out of definition, so that it's like, and it's the same as any of the big companies, like they're working out a definition because they're moving with what's required, moving and changing all the time, and it's looking at what different trends are happening, and where do you get your information from, Margie? Is there like different property seminars that you attend, or is it certain magazines or certain websites you're following, or how do you do that part of it?
I have a huge number of emails that I receive and read. I here in Christchurch, there's a local property investors group, and every month they have someone that's talking on some aspect of investment. And it's always interesting. It may be an area that you know about, but guarantee that if you go along to someone and listen to someone else, you're going to pick up something that you could do different, or you could do better, or you could tweak in your own situation to create more cash, better cash flow. And the same with, I tend to read a lot. I look at the internet, and I've got various blogs coming to me, and I access blogs, invaluable. A lot of And reading books, so like Simone's book, and rereading Joy of Business, and you pick it up and you think, I'm sure that wasn't in there the first time I read it, or the second time I read it. And you pick up different things depending where you are on your journey. And also just talking to people about what they're doing, what opportunities they've found. Often it's a lot of word of mouth sometimes, just to find out what people are doing and what people have in the pipeline, that it may not be for right now, but it kept down the track. Like the builder that was helping us with our development, our refurbishment down in Ashburton, he has already given us some ideas about the next stage because he said, I know you're wanting to do this, and we have this system, and it would be very cost effective in order to give you more accommodation by doing this, this, and that. So it's a context you make, and just keeping talking to people and looking out at what other opportunities there are. And if people know that you are interested in things, they will often send you information or recommend books or people to talk to as well. So it's either talking to people, I keep an eye on the currency to see what that's doing, because that affects anything that's happening overseas that I've got going. So there's lots of different aspects to, you know, keeping an eye on your money and growing wealth and looking after your business.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I find that with money creation, it's like it's being aware of your financial situation, because whether you're in debt or whether you've got a large amount of money, it's like a lady I was talking to recently, and she was saying she was flying over New York Harbor with her friend. So they had rented a helicopter together, and it was like, The lady was a multi-millionaire, but she said that the lady still was fully aware of every penny that was leaving her bank account, and like she had that level of financial awareness. Like it wasn't like she had this attitude, oh, I'm rich and I've made it. She's like, I'm rich and I'm gonna make more. And it was like, but not from a place of lack. It was more from a place of joy. It was like, yeah, she enjoyed making money, and she enjoyed creating more and enjoyed creating more and enjoyed creating more, and looking at, okay, what will bring even more into the world and what will create better for humanity right across the board. And I think that's a huge part of it. Yeah. If there was one tip you had, Margie, for creating more money, what would it be?
It's a really odd one, actually, Paul. If we were having cash flow issues and things were sticky with money in our businesses, I would actually say to my husband, right, we were going to donate some money now, and he would just about freak out because cash flow was tight. But every time that we actually shared what we had and gave some of the money to a charity of our choice, usually it was a local charity that needed help for homeless and people down on their luck, our cash flow would pick up. And it was one of those really non-linear things that had no logical explanation in this reality, but it was a case of, it kept money flowing. It's, if you share what you have and have joy in what you have, and you also, by doing that, it was an implicit knowing that you were able to create more. And the money just kept flowing. And that's one of those things. Everybody can actually create money.
Cool. We'll follow up after the ad break.
Yeah.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello and welcome. You're with the Joy of Business radio show, and this is Paul Carney here with Margie Hultz. And Margie, I was fascinated by what you were saying just before the break there. So basically, it's what an interesting way to look at it. So when you're having cash flow issues or when you're having cash flow problems, the thing that you would say to your husband is, okay, what charity will we donate to now, which would actually end up creating more for your business? Can you explain a bit more about that? I'm fascinated by that. What an amazing way to look at it. Yeah.
Well, it's about the energy, Paul. It's the energy of, when you sort of hold on to things and things get stagnant, the energy is stuck. And so it's a case of, it was before Access, but it was like I knew that if I followed the energy and gave some of our money to someone else, then energy, we would create more. And yeah. It was the case of different things showed up, and it was incredible how it just happened. It was the energy of us wanting to give and create, and sometimes one another of us needed a bit of a kickstart. So that was usually, it was that, you know, he was great at creating that, but sometimes we got stuck and we needed to come up with different ideas and different things, and this gave us a kickstart because actually we can do this, but we haven't. We've just been sitting back on our laurels and not necessarily asking what our business required at that particular time, and so things drop off. And so it was just a crazy energetic tool that seemed to work. If you know, put out to the universe and share what you have and the goodness and all that type of thing, then it flows. It's, you know, like a circle that sort of seemed to come back to us. And it was great fun because then we would sit down and we'd brainstorm and we'd come up with different ideas of, okay, what could we win? What could we do here? How could we make this work? And, yeah, it was a case of in that situation, we did whatever it took to create the money that we needed to make this work, because we weren't going to give in and we weren't going to quit. This was what we were doing, and we had that mentality that whatever it was going to take, we would create it to make it work.
Yeah, totally. Well, it also sounds like the two of you were completely in it together, that you were committed to making the business work and committing to making your life work, because I'm fascinated by that. Like, it's kind of, and it's something I've been looking at myself where it's like, oftentimes I have this point of view, it's like, oh, the money is mine, it's mine, it's mine. It's kind of like, it's almost like a miserly aspect. And I've been asking that question, okay, how can I change this? What's required here? And I get it's choice and actually choosing it. And I'm over in Texas at present, so I was at a birthday party yesterday, and on the way out we were booking our flights, and we, for some reason, we couldn't get a business class flight out, but we could get a business class flight back. So we were asking the question, okay, what would it take to actually get business class on the way out? So we went to the first person, and they were saying, oh no, look, there's no availability, we can't do anything about it. And then we went to, it was British Airways we were flying with, and we went there, and they said, yeah, we've got two seats left, so last two seats. And so then it was, my birthday is coming up, and Melanie bought them for me for my birthday, the upgrades. But it was such an eye-opener for me. It was like, wow, when I'm willing to receive the universe gifts, and it's like, it's It's that level of being willing to receive and actually, and exactly as you were doing previously, it's realizing that the universe does have your back, that the universe wants you to be happy, wants you to be joyful, and it's all these desires that the universe has, and all we have to do is get out of our own way to an extent and realize, yeah, that we can create it, we can be greater, we can deliver more and more and more and more.
And that's right, Paul. And as we do, what I was referring to earlier, it's when you do things that you may not necessarily be fun in the beginning, but as you develop your skills, they become easy and fun. And the more you do that, the more opportunity you have for creation. And the universe goes, okay, here. And you go, oh, wow, okay, which opportunity do I choose right now? Because there become so many different opportunities out there and ways to create with your businesses that you, again, you have to be in question and go, okay, what, you know, which, ask your business itself. It becomes an entity of its own. Okay, what do you require here? Do you want to go this way? Or if you go this way, what would the business look like in 5 years? And if you go that way, what would the business look like in 5 years? And it can be completely different than what you had originally thought was going to happen. And it's like, oh, okay, this is fun. I can do this too. Whereas if you are in conclusion, you only think go one particular way with one particular option, which cuts off all those other income streams and revenue streams. I often give people the analogy of you're standing and you're looking out the window and the curtains just open a crack. But if you pull the curtain the whole way open, then you can see all the opportunities and they can come to you because you can see them. But unless you open up and look at them, they're never going to be available to you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's been willing to receive them and actually been willing to be pragmatic as well and say, okay, what's required here? What's next? Okay, what do we need to do now? And it's like, because the thing is, it's business is never done. It's the same as life. It's always evolving. It's always growing. It's always changing. And it's been willing to choose more and choose greater for you, because the thing is, with the tools of Joy of Business, you can follow your dreams. You can do, because a lot of people deep down have a desire to fundamentally or radically change their lives, and it's like there's an aspect that they're not willing to ask for it because they're like, oh, I can't ask for that. And I see, for me, as I choose more and I see other people as well, as they choose more, the universe responds with more, and it's like, okay, you're willing to receive, here you go, here you go, here you go. And it's been willing to actually let go, being out of control, out of definition, and saying, okay, yeah, I'm just going to take a chance and follow this because it's something that I'd like in my life, or it's something that I would enjoy. And it's like, yeah, go for it. And you'll get awareness. The universe has your back, and it's been willing to actually choose that and follow that and be that energy and saying, yeah, I'm happy to donate to charity, to give more to people who are down in their luck, because I know the universe is going to give me more. And it's like, it's also backing yourself to an extent. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And if you, but it's also, the other thing is you actually need to ask for stuff, like ask for the money. If you mentioned before, Paul, if you, it's no use doing any of this if you can't receive. If you can't receive the advice, the help, the money, whatever else the universe is going to give to you through people and circumstances and what have you, if you can't receive it, you're going to struggle. Whereas if you can go, wow, thank you, that was absolutely fabulous, I had no idea where that contract was coming from, or that, you know, that booking, or whatever it was that runs your business or brings cash into your business, there's lots and lots of ways. But if you don't sort of acknowledge it as well, then the universe, you know, we'll go, okay, you're doing okay on your own, that's fine, but we're here if you want the help. Whereas if you go, hey, yes, help me, what else can I do today? How else can I create? And they go, okay, right, here we go, we've got all these ideas for you.
Yeah. and then, Margie, when you say, so let's say as an example, ask for the money to show up, like, how do you do that?
heart. Can I have the money now, please? And the other thing I do is, depending on what each morning, because I've got various different things going on, I sort of, okay, ask what requires my attention today? So let's say it's the properties, then I would look at that, and if I want to create more or whatever I want to create, I usually do an energy pull. I sit in my office, I've actually got a beautiful view out the window, and so I sit there and imagine whatever it is that I'm wanting to create for that business and pull it into an energy ball, pull it through me, and then let little trickles go back out to whoever can help or whatever property wants me or whatever investment wants me. And then 2 or 3 days later, I may get an email come across my desk or a phone call or something that goes, hey, would you be interested in this? Or maybe you should look at this. Or I get an energy that I should go and look at the paper, or I should pick up a real estate magazine, or I should do something. And if you follow those energies, then really cool stuff shows up, and it's like, wow, this is fun. Oh, I like this. And then ask questions. Don't come to conclusions, because what I found is when you come to conclusions, it costs you a lot of money usually. It's not good. Better off asking questions and finding out before you spend the money. The same.
Yeah, because that's something I definitely found, that it's like conclusions kill the energy. So conclusions kill energy. So when it's like so whatever you're creating, then you go into conclusion, oh, it has to be this way, so it has to look like X, or it has to look like Y, whatever that may be, then it kills the creative energy, because the joy goes out of it, the fun goes out of it, and it just becomes like a regular job or whatever. And it's allowing it to be a constant creation, that it's changing. It's like a river. It's changing, it's moving, it's flowing. It's all, every day it's going to look different, and that means that every day we have to look differently upon it, because it's going to be different. And it's like, once we're willing to go with the flow and go with the stream, it can totally change. It's when we're fighting the currents, that's when it gets tough. Yeah,
yeah, that is so true. It's when you're and it's going against what you know, because so many times you actually know what is required, but an expert or somebody else, oh no, you can't do that, or you shouldn't do it that way, or that's not right. And so we don't actually follow what we know to create, how we know to create, because every one of us will do something to create differently. So
yeah, let's follow that through after the break. I've got another question.
Okay.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, this is Paul Carney here with Margie Hultz, and we're talking about entrepreneurship, and it's been quite a fascinating conversation. I've a couple of notes here, Margie, that I think there's some gems of wisdom that you've shared, and one of them was a real simple one, but just buy them a drink. So literally, if there's somebody, just buy them a glass of champagne, buy them a wine, buy them a cup of tea and have a chat with them. There's so much free information out there available if we're willing to receive. And then another one I have is seek those that look to have fun. So that look to have fun with business, because when they're having fun, they're doing what they enjoy to do or what they love to do. And one that blew my mind is just with cash flow, it's like donate. Where would we like to donate? And it's like, as you donate and you give to other people, you're showing the universe that you actually have abundance and that you'd like to receive more, and then go into the question of what you can receive more. Those three points really, really hit me very, very strongly. And I love the simplicity you bring to the conversation, because the one that and I'm still curious, I have another question on it, is the one where you just said, so ask for the money to show up, and it's the question was, can I have the money now, please? And it's in terms of when you go into that question, Margie, and like, is it for an individual business? Is it for yourself? Is it for your family? Like, what kind of space are you asking that question from as such?
It just depends, Paul. Depending, it's usually like, okay, we've set this project up, it's all running, everything's as we think it should be, so can we have the money now, please? That would be really nice. Then can we have the money now, please? And yeah, I just keep asking for it. Can we have the money now, please? And my kids both have got their own businesses. They're, I mean, 26 and 23. So because they grew up with business, and it's a case of when we're talking about their businesses, I said, well, just ask for your money. Ask for more clients. Can I have the money now, please? Can people show up now, please? And it's no expectation of how or what it's going to look like, but people think money is cash. Money may not be cash. Money may be swapping something that you need for something that someone else has. You know, just different things. Like in the case of my son, with his motorbike, swapping parts for things. Money is showing up. He's getting what he wants without having to pay out a whole lot of money and getting the better end of the deal. So just being in the question and being willing to receive it, I guess, is the key to that. And there's no particular time or point. It's just where I remember Paul, basically.
Yeah, I love it. I just love the simplicity of it. Can I have the money now, please? Simple as that. And it's like, So we don't go into the conclusion that it has to be cash, so it can show up in any way, and then it's just staying open to receiving it after that and saying, okay, what's gonna, like, you're making a demand of the universe. Okay, I want this to change. Can I have the money now, please? And then it's looking at, okay, what's required now? What's required now? What's required now? And stepping into that, stepping into that, stepping into that.
And the other point is to be grateful when it shows up. It may be someone buying you a cup of tea. Maybe there's a person that's listening to this that wants to find out what goes on for you for and buys you a glass of wine or a cup of tea or whatever it is, going, okay, thank you. That is, I'm really grateful for that. So however it shows up, and the one thing that tripped me up, I suddenly realized I wasn't grateful for any amount of money. I was only being grateful for what I thought were the big amounts of money. And I went, oh, okay. So I went back and consciously went through and make a point now of being grateful for any amount of money that shows up, whether it's, you know, someone buys me a $5 coffee or I get a very small dividend or I get a large return on something. It's a matter of being grateful for every amount of money or cash or anything that shows up in your life.
Yeah, because I had that recently where I had a dividend. I got a check for 14 cents and I wasn't going to cash it. It was like 14 cents. I'm like, what are they even doing sending me this dividend? And it was, but then I realized, okay, because I've far bigger projects on and I'm asking for large amounts of money, I had to be willing to receive the 14 cents. So actually cash that check, put it in there and then receive that and then allow for more and more and more and more, because it's all receiving. It's like the universe wants us to be joyful, wants us to be happy, wants us to have abundance in everything, but we have to be willing to receive. And it's, there's so much in it. Yeah, absolutely so much.
Oh, that's a brilliant story, Paul. Yes, I mean, most people would look at that 14-cent check, and as you say, just not bother to check it. So they wouldn't actually be willing to receive money, any amount of money.
Yeah.
So it's a key thing that can trip you up if you're not aware of that.
I love the simplicity you bring to it, like, because it's like, so you ask for the money to show up, and then the money may not be cash, so it can show up in any which way it's going to show up. So it could be, as you give the example of a free cup of tea or a free cup of coffee, and then be grateful for everything that shows up. And I think it's the gratitude that changes everything. If we're willing to be grateful for whatever shows up, then the universe says, hey, here you go, here's more. And I often imagine that there's a Skittles ad in Ireland where Skittles are these colored sweets, and it's like it starts showering down just different colors. So it's like a giant rainbow if pouring in, like drops of rain falling on the land. And once it falls, everything brightens up. And it's like, that's the way I often look at it, because even when I'm paying paychecks or giving money to people, it's like, oh, they might buy a present for their child that could create so much more or create so much joy. And it's like, a lot of the time, it's when we look back at our lives, it's simple things that we remember, but they were special times. Yeah.
Well, that's just it. And it's, the other thing is, I mean, small things can, as you say, small amounts and small things can make huge differences, whether it's, you know, the $5 cup of tea that is someone that gives you an amazing idea that allows you to take your business, you know, in leaps and bounds, or whether it's just being grateful for the dividend check that you receive so that you can save up and buy someone a special present. It's all relative, it's all part and parcel of, and I guess being, in a way it's having fun with the money. It's going, hey, that's cool, that's fun, I got this check and I can do this, or I got this, or thank you universe, and I wonder how else you're going to shower me with abundance.
Yeah, we give the joy, because one of my friends was telling me about her mother, who was a very religious lady, and she like really believed in all the different saints and everything. And this debt collector, this is back in like the 1950s in Ireland, this debt collector came knocking on the door, and he was getting quite aggressive. So like her husband had run up a bill of like £20, which is a lot of money then. So she was she was praying and praying and praying, and next thing she went over to her husband's coat and like took out this bundle of money, which like came out of nowhere. Then she gave him the £20 and kept the rest herself. And what happened was her husband had been betting unknown to her, so placing bets on horses, and he had a big win the day before. So she happened to just put her hand in the pocket at the right time, pick out the winnings, and then he could never accuse her of taking it because obviously he was doing this on the side and she didn't know about it. So yeah, the universe has your back in so many ways. Yeah.
Well, that's just that. Is it, you know, money can come from anywhere. You can find it on the street. You can find it. It is amazing the number of times people who need money will find it in a coat pocket that they haven't worn for a little while. That's happened to me, and I'm thinking, I don't remember putting this money here, but thank you, universe. I can really do with it right now.
So yeah, totally. Yeah, and something that I do sometimes is like I'll set up a bank account and I'll put like a standing order of maybe 100 or 200 euros a month to go into it, so something not particularly big, and then I'll completely forget about it. But then you come back in 3 years' time and you've got like 5,000 euro in there, and it seems to come out of nowhere, and it's like because I find that with standing orders and those things when you set them up. And they can run away, and the thing is, you're taking a relatively small amount each month, so you don't really miss it. But the thing is, it actually creates a lot more due to the fact that it's then coming through, and it's happening each month, and it's building up. So you've got the cumulative effect of it building up over the months. Yeah.
That's really cool. The other thing that just thinking about bank accounts that you don't necessarily touch is having a 10% or an honor account for your business. Cool.